wish of bluebirds in the spring to give your heart a song to sing.
Hello and welcome back to Open Language. I'm Diana.
And I'm Adam.
So today we've got another pronunciation lesson for you guys.
Right, so you might see that the title of this lesson is S or Z.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, we're only talking about S.
That's right. In the English language, a lot of S's sound like Z's.
Mm.
So people are often confused when it should sound like a Z and when it should sound like itself, the S.
Right. So you are going to see both letters in this lesson, but just remember, basically, we are talking about S.
So as you might have noticed, the S is often pronounced like a Z in English, and, you know, it's not often pronounced like an S.
Right.
So today we're going to talk about two important rules of thumb that will guide you in determining when it's an S and when it's a Z.
Okay, so rules of thumb, that's actually a really great little phrase you guys should remember.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a helpful way.
Mm, right, or a guideline.
A guideline. It's not always going to be the case,
mm-hmm.
but generally speaking, it will be like this.
So the first one is that the letter S only sounds like an S if it follows an unvoiced consonant.
Okay, unvoiced consonant.
So if a consonant is unvoiced, it means it is soft.
Okay, so you're not having one of those like k.
Yes, right. You're not using your throat to pronounce it.
Right. So an example of an unvoiced consonant would be like an F.
Yes.
Right, sound. Whereas V,
mm-hmm.
that is a voiced consonant. You're using your whole throat.
Mm-hmm.
V.
Right.
But F is very soft. So like two words, save
mm-hmm.
and safe.
Right.
So we could say she saves money.
Or we can say there are a lot of safes to put your belongings
your
in.
Your money, yeah. In the hotel, there are many safes.
Mm-hmm. So, when an S follows a voiced consonant, it will sound like a Z.
And actually, guys, in English, most S's at the end of a word actually sound like Z.
Exactly. So, how you pronounce an S is by hissing it, whereas pronouncing a Z is buzz.
Buzzed.
Right. So, a hiss, think of a snake.
A snakey snake.
Snake. And for a buzz, think of a bee that's buzzing around.
Buzz off, bee.
So now that we've talked about the two basic principles here, let's take a look at the following list that contrasts the S and Z sound.
Contrast just being, let's put two things together, two different things
mm-hmm.
to see just how they are different.
Exactly. So the first word in each pair has an S sound, and the second in the pair sounds like a Z.
Okay, so the first one, a word we just heard, hiss.
Versus his.
His hiss.
All right, next we have ice.
Versus eyes.
Right. So two very different things. One is frozen and one is on your face.
On your face. Eyes.
And ice.
Okay, next one. Price.
Versus prize. Next we have peace.
Versus peas. Mmm.
Delicious, delicious peas. All right, next something that we have all eaten. Rice.
Versus rise.
Perhaps we could say dough will rise.
Perhaps we could say my salary will rise.
So next we have a word that, depending on how you use it, will sound different.
Okay, so you just said use,
mm-hmm.
but we can also say use.
Right. So use is a noun, and use is a verb.
Okay, so one more time, use.
And use.
Now, actually, there's so many words that are like this.
Mm-hmm.
One more I can think of is close.
Oh, okay. So versus close.
Close the door.
Right.
Close your eyes.
Right. Or, you know, my best friend and I are very close. So today's lesson was pretty simple, and we really just wanted to introduce the difference between the S and the Z.
Yes, that's right. And guys, if you can remember one thing from this lesson, just remember that most of those S's at the end of words will sound like Z, like Z.
Mm-hmm, right. So the lesson that comes after this will go into more detail about when it's an S and when it's a Z. But for this lesson, if you do have trouble pronouncing either the S or the Z, or you're often confused when it should be an S and when it should be a Z, maybe you can repeat this lesson and repeat after us, because that will always, always help you pronounce the words better.
That's right. Okay, guys, as always, thank you for listening. Don't forget to leave those comments.
And those questions.
And the questions. And we will see you next time.
All right, bye, guys.
I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love.